USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democrats have become an anti-Israel party.
President Trump commenting on the anti-hate resolution that the Democratic-held House passed yesterday, a resolution that began as a resolution to condemn anti-Semitism aimed at Minnesota Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and her recent critical remarks about U.S. policy on Israel.
They've become an anti-Jewish party, and I thought that vote was a disgrace.
As he left the White House for a trip to Alabama to view tornado devastation, the president also said he was feeling badly about his former campaign chief, Paul Manafort, who was sentenced to nearly 4 years in prison yesterday. He told reporters that Manafort's case had nothing to do with Russian collusion. Reports are a massive power outage has struck Venezuela, and the president, Maduro, is blaming it on the United States. And this is USA Radio News.
It is frozen food month as we turn the calendar into March, and there's so much that you can do with frozen foods.
There is so much innovation going on in the frozen food aisle. You're going to find foods in the frozen food aisle that line up with every consumer dining habit, health trend, special diet.
You know, I've got a real money-hungry audience. Could you tell them how they have a chance to enter a contest and win $10,000.
Absolutely. We've got that for them. So all the listeners out there can go visit easyhomemeals.com. And for National Frozen Food Month here in March, we've got $10,000 in prizes available. So all they've got to do is go to easyhomemeals.com and enter for their chance to win. easyhomemeals.com. And get out to their supermarkets and just take a stroll down the frozen food aisle and see what's new and exciting there.
The government says the U.S. economy created just around 20,000 jobs in the month of February. Economists had predicted we'd see about 180,000 jobs created. But the unemployment rate ticked down a bit, and hourly earnings were up. Here's more on that part of the report from USA Radio's John Clemens.
That decline of 0.2 percentage points last month reflects a rate of 3.8% during February, meaning a decrease of 300,000 workers to 6.2 million. Eleni Karageorge of the Labor Department tells us about the different sectors of the economy.
Employment in professional and business services, healthcare, and wholesale trade continued to trend up, while construction employment decreased. Over the year, average hourly earnings rose 3.4%.
A Simpsons episode featuring Michael Jackson's voice is being pulled from syndication following controversy stemming from the Leaving Neverland documentary. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow down 200 points, the NASDAQ down 84, and the S&P 500 off 22. Facebook reportedly looking to beef up privacy for users, USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
Facebook is continuing to move towards more and more privacy. In a blog post, CEO Mark Zuckerberg explains the company plans to work toward a privacy-focused principles such as encryption, safety, and secure data storage. Larry Madgett is the CEO and founder of ConnectSafely.org.
I think Facebook can offer services that give people a lot more privacy in the sense that they are deliberately not sharing their content with a wide circle of friends.
Madgett was speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A couple from Wisconsin facing legal trouble for taking a trip to the gym despite being quarantined for measles. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
Authorities in Milwaukee charging Jeffrey Murawski and his wife with violating a quarantine order last week. The county health department had ordered Murawski to stay home until he wasn't contagious. Prosecutors say he decided to go to the Gold's Gym to work out anyway, and the 57-year-old had his wife drive him to the gym. He said he left after a few minutes because he began to feel guilty. Now he and his wife are due in court on the 25th. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.